following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Do you remember the Minnesota of September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus tax. See stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Back to school, back to sports, back to life. Fall is busy. Get ready with a set of new Bridgestone tires and a little something in return. Now when you buy four select Bridgestone tires, you could receive a $70 American Express reward card or Wii system by mail. This fall, it's game on with Bridgestone. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems are given away on behalf of Bridgestone Americas. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, and that's us, Doug Duda, along with Spencer Schubert on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday, September the 13th. You ever just have one of those days where you think you're forgetting something?
Yeah, happens all the time.
It's like, is somebody's birthday today, or did I have an interview or an appointment or something I'm supposed to be doing today?
You know what's depressing? My birthday was 4 days ago. Didn't even think about it for about half the day and realized it was. So there you go. It happens to yourself even.
You got
to
get off the late nights, dude.
Right, right. That's what happens.
When you sleep till noon, it's pretty easy to miss half the day.
You're going to have a late night tonight.
Oh, God. Yeah, but hopefully it's a good night. We'll be driving to Omaha, to Millard, to Buell Stadium for Kearney High and Millard North. The Bearcats have never played Millard North, and it was one of their requested games to play Millard North. And, wow. They're number one. So it's at their place. It's tonight at 7 o'clock on 98.9 FM. Always online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check out PlatteRiverPreps.com. Any of the games we do, the podcasts are up, photos are up, and it doesn't cost you a darn nickel or a penny or a dime or nothing. See all the photos of the games we broadcast, catch the podcast and see what's still coming up, and catch the very latest news on all of your high school teams, not just football and volleyball, but softball and everything else that's going on with cross country and any other sport that goes on throughout the year. Coming up on the program today, Luke Hoover, rotowire.com, will join us at the final segment at about a quarter to 12, 10 to 12, to answer your fantasy football questions. So week one is in the books. I had my up and downs. Spence?
Lost all three leagues.
Oh,
yeah.
Ouch.
I'm gonna need some good advice this week from Mr.
Ouch.
Hoover.
I scored the most points in one league and barely won. Got beat by one in another league because Fred Jackson got hurt in the first quarter and C.J. Spiller tore it up in his absence, and I lost that by 1 point. And outside of that, everything else went okay. So Luke Hoover, get him in. Facebook or email your questions, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, big football game is Kennesaw and Giltner. We'll talk with the Hornets head coach Jeff Ashby coming up in our next segment. And believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I know Josh Howgie is going to join us because the Tri-City Storm play their first exhibition game, preseason game, however you want to tab it, in Duluth, Minnesota tomorrow. Lincoln's there, Green Bay's there, and Sioux City, Sioux Falls, one of those two teams are up there. And so we'll talk to the coach about how things look. I found it interesting that they're supposed to be experienced this year. I thought they were supposed to be experienced last year.
Well, they lost the experience at the head coaching position after halfway through the season, and Josh Howgie's very happy about that. I mean, Drew Shinnick was a good friend of Josh Howgie. Don't get me wrong there, but a lot of that experience kind of went to the wayside when the team started to crumble last year. I mean, you hate to say that something like that happened, but it did. The team was in the cellar of their division, of that Western Conference, and Josh Howgie kind of revitalized this team. That's why they made the move at the head coaching spot, and I think it's going to be a good year. I know the team's returning a lot on defense. Sure, you might notice some of the guys like Nick Lappin, Kenny Brooks, they're not going to be around this year, but you have Tim Lappin. We still have Lappin out there on the ice. You have guys like Michael Vecchione that are coming back. It's going to be a pretty deep team, and I think Howgie's, as he'll probably say on the show today, he's pretty excited about what he's got.
Look at you, you hockey nerd.
I know. I covered him earlier this
week.
I cheated.
That?
Cheated a little.
So he'll be joining us. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, the start of the regular season, September 28th and 29th. They're on the road, Storm Hockey on 94.5 FM. All season long. A couple of times we'll move them over, but you'll be able to pick up Tri-City Storm hockey throughout the season as well. But obviously, Spencer, yesterday we had our Husker lunch down at Cunningham's. Very well attended. It's every Wednesday, folks. Again, you order off the menu. It's free to come down and have a beverage of your choice and just sit there and listen to Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple. But after practice yesterday, the news that we didn't have at the Husker lunch, two Huskers not going to be a part of the football team the rest of the season for totally different reasons. One has left the team, the other an injury, and you never like to see that. It's disturbing a little bit. Chase Rome has left the team, and Tyler Woolenwaber, who got into the first game and made some noise against Southern Miss, blew his ACL Tuesday in practice in a special teams segment, and so he is gone for the year.
And it's a tough situation, but practice injuries are practice injuries. They happen. These guys have to go full speed. Obviously, with their tackling woes right now, you want them to go full speed. They need to see that live element, and tearing an ACL, MCL, whatever the case might be, it's just part of it.
Here's what Coach Bo Pelini had to say.
Tyler Woolenwaber blew his ACL yesterday. He's out for the year. Chase Rome is dealing with some personal issues and isn't with the football team right now, won't be for the foreseeable future. And bottom line is his personal goals and his personal perception of where he should be on this football team doesn't match the team goals.
Rome played in 10 games as a redshirt freshman last season, started twice, finished the year with 13 tackles. He was projected to be the number two defensive tackle next to senior Baker Steinkuhler coming into the season. He registered four tackles with a tackle for a loss through two games this season, but didn't play very much at all at UCLA. And then more of that statement because Funbo came out.
That's that, and there will be no more talk on Chase Rome. So don't ask the assistants when that situation resolves itself. I'll have a final statement on it.
So that doesn't sound good.
Personal reasons. Sounds a little familiar. Tyler Moore, maybe? Personal reasons?
It's not good. It's not good.
Personal reasons.
It's not good. But, again, if you're not the best player, I mean, that's kind of what's coming out here.
Yeah. Kid wants playing time. He's not getting it. Go to a different school. I mean, it's not the first time that's happened in college football, but Chase Rome, a guy a lot of people were high on, and I guess right now Bo Pelini and his staff isn't.
And defensive line coach Rick Kaczynski says Rome's departure shouldn't have much of an impact on the rest of the tackle rotation, which is a concern if he was your starter 2 weeks ago. Among those likely to see increased playing time, redshirt freshman Kevin Williams. He played the second most of any defensive tackle against UCLA. You got Thad Randall, Aaron Curry, and Todd Pete also in the mix. Kaczynski said, you look at last week, Thad had 31 plays, Kevin 43, Aaron Curry got in there, and he's going to continue to play more. We've been trying to get him on the field more. You've got Todd Pete getting back from injury. It'll give him an opportunity to work up with those first two groups. So that's the story with Chase Rome. As for Tyler Woolenwaber, Coach Pelini says that it just was one of those things. He'll be out for the year, but as with any of those injuries, should make a full recovery and be back with the Big Red next year, and now can look into a medical redshirt.
And the lucky thing for Nebraska, at least in the interior D-line there, it's not going to show the next 2 weeks. No offense to Arkansas State, Idaho State. These next two games is going to be healer games for Nebraska, and we'll see how that goes on the D-line.
God, I hope so.
They need it.
I hope so.
They need it.
Huskers going through a two-hour practice yesterday. They'll hit it again this afternoon. So that's what's going on with the Big Red. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, for lunch, the Chicken Coop is the place to be. It's Thursday, Thursday Night Football, Bears and Packers. It's here on ESPN, and it's on at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. They've got specials for you every lunch day, drink specials every night, happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Get the gang together for a party. Maybe it's after the football or volleyball game. Maybe it's beforehand. Maybe you've just got some friends coming in. Maybe you've got a little alumni tailgate. Do it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. They are there for you with daily weekend homestyle lunch specials. Check them out today. We're going to be back and talk a little Giltner football, one of the biggest games in the state. Jeff Ashby, the Hornets head coach, when we return.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're about to put another baseball season in the books, but there's still plenty of drama left, and you can be there to catch all the late-season action live and in person. All you have to do is do what smart fans have been doing all summer. Head to StubHub, choose your seat, and get yourself to the ballpark. And if you sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before buying, you could earn a little extra something with your purchase. So don't let your team head into the fall without you. Get to StubHub, grab your seats, and take yourself out to a ball game.
StubHub!
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack t-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Sunday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL, it's the Battle of the Birds as the Philadelphia Eagles host the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, this is Chris Carino. Join Brian Baldinger and me for all the action as the Baltimore Ravens, coming off an impressive win, hit the road to take on Michael Vick and the explosive Eagles. It's the Ravens and the Eagles. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Ravens, Eagles, Jets, Steelers, Lions, 49ers, your Sunday tripleheader right here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see some lingering cloudiness early on today, followed by clearing later in the day as well, as temperatures top off at about 74. Tonight, with clear skies and a light southwest wind developing, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, if you're looking for some fun on Sunday, it is a 100-target sporting clay shoot going on at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. It does benefit the Kearney Catholic sporting clay team, who has went from 8 to 42 members in just 3 years. We had some of them on the show and in studio with us on Tuesday. Entry fee $65, but re-entry $35, starts at 9 a.m., and the last out goes at 3 o'clock, followed by the prizes being awarded. They've got four classes and cash prizes going out to the top five places in each flight. They'll also have some games to win two round-trip tickets from Kearney to Denver on Great Lakes Airline. It's all kinds of fun, and if you need more information, you can contact Michelle at 440-6666. 440-6666 is the number. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Tri-City Storm coach Josh Howji going to join us. We're also going to talk with Jeff Ashby, Giltner football coach, and get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Packers and Bears tonight here on ESPN Radio. And Spencer, I don't even think I've asked you. Your favorite baseball team? Major
Royals.
You
got to go Royals. I'm with you.
I've got to find a way. I've got to find a way. For the first time ever, Atlanta is coming to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was one of those deals. Once you knew that Kansas City in the late 80s and early 90s was going to be at the bottom, yeah, you can root for them. But eventually you got to pull for somebody else that's going to be playing meaningful mm-hmm. baseball the last 2 months of the season.
Right.
And I became a Braves fan just – I mean, before, kind of like the rookie season of Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine and all those guys, we were having fun way back in the day, and I think I predicted them to, like, win the division after they'd been crappy for all those years.
Yeah.
They did, and I followed them, and they should have won more World Series, but they didn't. But anyway, Atlanta's one of the they're one of the interleague games in Kansas City this year. They actually play in Atlanta and Kansas City. St. Louis, Washington Nationals, and Miami Marlins with Ozzie Guillen will all be coming in the road interleague games. Cardinals, Braves, Mets, and Philadelphia. This will be the first trip to Citi Field for the Mets.
And I like the interstate battle, so to speak, with the Royals and Cardinals as well. Obviously getting two games each, two at home, two on the road, so kind of a neat setup there, as you always see with St. Louis and Kansas City, so that'll always be fun. Those are the games I go to. I have a friend, Mike Wilson. He used to be a producer at NTV. He's not anymore. He's actually in Omaha, so he gets a little closer to these games, but we would always go to those St. Louis, those Kansas City games. That rivalry is always fun. I know when the White Sox come to town, it's always fun. But the Cardinals Royals, that's always fun. So
you just told me during the break that it's like really it's your day off.
It is my day off. I'm working for you on my day off. This is tough work.
It's not smart. It's not very bright. It's not very bright.
This is my Sunday, so I'm going to go golfing.
And you should. You're going to one of the nicest places in the entire area. You're heading to Gothenburg.
Me and Mr. Scott Wemhoff, some of you might know him out there. We're going to go up. We're going to go do some wild horse out in Gothenburg. And I got to give Tim Wright some slack. He said it was going to be rainy and cold. So did Kent Boughton. So I'll have to talk to them on Friday. I'm glad they were wrong.
Well, they're walking through half-harvested fields over in Grand Island at Husker Harvest Days. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
It should be a beautiful day to do that. I've been to Gothenburg within the last month.
And it's looking nice?
It's beautiful. But here's the deal. The greens, fast.
Tile floors.
Oh, my God. It had been a while since I'd played over there, but they were slick. Slick.
This is my second ever time going. I went way, way, way early in the spring, one of those kind of Indian summer days in the spring. And, the course was in immaculate condition. And good. I'll give a shout-out to all the courses around here. The drought, obviously, has been hurting a lot of courses. They have stayed green. I know the Kearney Country Club, Meadowlark, Awori, they've been battling. They look green. So kudos to all the courses out there, and I'm guessing Gothenburg's not going to let me down today.
A lot of the courses are going through their aerification process right now, so be sure and check on that. They always tell you when you call out that that's going on, but just kind of keep that in mind as they try to keep their courses ready for the rest of this year and on to next year. This morning, I'm clicking through the channels during a break this morning, and I say I always throw it on Good Morning America. That's just where it is because, well, why not? MTV, I'm
there
watching Marilyn. And
that's
I know you've got some new gals that have been filling in, but Tim's there, watch the morning show, and then it just goes over to Good Morning America. But today I was flicking through to see something else. Well, why do we care about the Kardashians? Why are they always on? What the hell do they got to tell anybody?
They were
sitting on the couch again this morning. I don't listen to them. I change the channel.
Why do you sit on the couch to watch other people sit on the couch? And don't get me wrong, they spend money at a ludicrous rate. Maybe that's entertaining for some, one being my fiance. She loves stuff like that. She used to watch, what was it, the Osbournes back then when you could watch Ozzy Osbourne stutter for 30 minutes a night. So
forget it, folks. But if you are going to sit on a couch and watch these people sit on a couch, here's your opportunity to do it in comfort with Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Maybe it's just time to trade that furniture out. And you saw it yesterday. Anytime you get that first nip of cool weather, you can think about the fall and obviously winter and being inside and watching all your new television programs and watching all the great sports activities and watching Spencer's smiling face on NTV. All you got to do is stop by Bruce Furniture to get that new recliner, get that new living room set, get that new mattress. So that if you're just ready to doze off, then you can watch. with a comfortable Serta mattress.
That's how you sound, too.
It's all there.
It's true.
Oh, that's pretty tame most of the time. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Tomorrow night, big football game on the breeze, 94.5 FM, as Giltner takes on Kennesaw. And we are pleased to be joined by the head football coach of the Giltner Hornets and Jeff Ashby. Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert on the program today. Coach, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the feeling like when you know you've got a bigger game than, I mean, this is a red letter game. You know there's a couple games out there that the clock's going to be running in the second half. The kids have to know that this week's going to be one of the toughest challenges of the year. Is it, you just get a different sense in practice and walking the halls?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, the kids get really excited about playing a game like this. You know, like in the first week we played BDS, and they were excited about that. So I get another tough test, you know, this week in Kennesaw, who's been, you know, a really good football team over the years, and we've had some good battles with them in the past. So they're really looking forward to it.
Coach, is it tough to not go with the game-by-game coach speak, so to speak, that we're looking at the next game when you open your schedule up for the first time and you see a game like this, week three? Is it not as easy as it might look to make these kids focus on those games leading up to this game?
Well, yeah, they always look ahead. I mean, we're not fooling anybody. You know, we know which teams that are going to give us a good test and be a hard game and hard-fought game and physical. So, you're just fooling yourself if you think you're not looking ahead.
Are you getting spoiled with all these D1 kids that keep playing eight-man football at Giltner Hornet Field?
Well, you know, I kind of am. I had one in 20 years, you know, and went on to play at the Air Force Academy from Polk Hordeville, Steve Hendricks. And then all of a sudden I don't go with any, and then I get here and, you know, I get a couple, three of them in a few years.
Before we really get into this game, have you talked to your two boys that went on to Iowa and South Dakota State and how they're doing?
Yeah, actually, Logan Rath is up at South Dakota State, and he redshirted. He's definitely redshirted him, and I think he told me Mike Schaff was going to redshirt. But they expect to play. It's looking like they got a pretty good chance to play next year. And then Drew is doing an excellent job. He's up to number two, and he travels with the team. And it's kind of a wait and see, I think, with him. I think he's capable of being on the field and doing well. But I think Iowa's going to wait and see how their year goes. And if it's going pretty good, if they need him, they'll use him. But if it's just kind of a mediocre year, not real well, I don't think they want to waste him. But he has said one of the offensive linemen told him that he is by far the best pass rusher on the team right now.
Well, that's awesome. And by the way, Jeff, in case you had noticed, mediocrity and Hawkeyes is kind of synonymous. So hopefully when he gets in there, he can kind of help turn that around a little bit.
Yeah, I've already given Drew that joke about why the Iowa football players can't get on the internet. It's because they can't put three W's together.
Wow, I like that one. I like that one. Let's get back and talk about the kids. I do like that. Let's get back to tomorrow night's football game. This is going to be a game that is a rarity. It's going to feature 2 8-man teams that can throw the football. You guys continue to be able to throw the football. Of course, you got your ex quarterback up at Wayne State and Mo's doing a good job. But talk about your current quarterback and how you continue to be successful throwing the football at the D level.
Well, we just we train guys. You know, we start them pretty young and throwing the football, and we do it in our junior high program, which helps us out quite a bit. And we run the same offense, so they know what to expect when they get here as a freshman. And So Jake is, you know, he's a 2-year starter now, and he's doing a great job. Probably reads defenses as well as anybody we've had, you know. He knows when defenses change, and he knows where to go with the football. I mean, he kind of knows before the snap of the ball where he's going to go with the football, and he adjusts accordingly. Because we never know from week to week how guys are going to defend us. You know, there's two different things you can do. You either can come with pressure, you can put everybody in passing lane. So but whatever they do, that, you know, we have something that we can counter with it, and it really helps when you got a quarterback like Jake that can make those adjustments.
Is there anything you feel you need to prove? Obviously, last season ending in the semis, a game where many thought, obviously, that you guys were going to pull off the mild upset, if any upset at all, over Howell's last season. Obviously, it was a game that entertained many last season in the playoffs. Is that still on your mind? Do you preach that to your kids to have that extra burn in there in the bottom of their feet?
Yeah, you know, it's been burning for quite a while. We've been beat the last 3 years in a row by Howell, so you know, we want to get back to the, you know, Memorial Stadium and play in a state championship game again. And you know, they've kept us from doing that the last couple of years, and the guys know they're just short just a little bit, and you know, player two away last year from beating them, and that still burns in them. So they don't want that to happen this year. So you know, we've done some extra work in the off season, you know, in the summer. Traveled down to Arkansas and played in the big passing tournament down there and things. So they've put in the extra time this summer.
Well, there's one guarantee. They won't get beat by Howells this year because Howells Dodge is up in D1. They don't want to get beat by Kennesaw tomorrow night either. Everybody knows about Tyler Schnitzler, and everybody would love to have that kid on their team. What else concerns you about Kennesaw?
Well, I mean, everything concerns me. They're going to be a smash-mouth football team. They spread it out, you know, the wealth out pretty good. You know, they do what they can, whatever the defense is going to give them. And so, you know, you look at their fullback runs the ball pretty good, and then Tyler keeps the ball, or he'll give it to his brother, the I-back, the freshman, who's a pretty good-sized young man. So, you know, if they need something to happen, obviously Tyler's going to make it happen. He's a four-year starter for them, so he knows what he's doing. And they can do whatever they want right now, and we're just hoping we can, you know, stop them.
And you just touched on it, but having an experienced quarterback in 8-man, how much does it make a difference, obviously, from that jump to 11-man to 8-man when the quarterback knows exactly what he's doing every single play, knowing where he's throwing, etc.?
You know, it makes a big difference. And like I said, Tyler does a nice job, and luckily, you know, he's a lot better athlete than his dad was. So it takes up some time. So
awesome! We've started a smack talk a little bit, and I love it. We got just a minute left here with Giltner coach Jeff Ashby. How has, because outside of Dylan Gartner, I don't think you've got a real oversized line. How has Dylan adjusted from playing at Gothenburg, where they did like to run the ball, to maybe being a little bit more of a passing style blocker and adjusting the 8-man game?
Oh, you know, he adjusted really well. You know, football's football, and you know, like our guys last year showed that in the Shrine Bowl. But he's done a great job. I mean, the kid comes in and he works extremely hard, and he helps out the junior varsity team. Heck, he was doing the water boy job the other day at our JV game. He just loves the game of football so much that and he works really hard at it. And he's got really good feet. So when we do pass blocking, you know, which we do a lot, he's really good at it. So that helps, and he's so big. But, yeah, you're right. Other than Dylan, we're not real big. You know, we're probably somewhere between 140 to 160 pounds with most of our guys. So, but it's obviously been a nice addition to our football team.
Coach, with how much your team scores, I know Hampton had to play witness to that last week. Do you have to get your fans ready for more than a 30-minute football game? I know it's been kind of a quick season for you in terms of that. I mean, maybe having a game that goes to the fourth quarter. Are your fans ready for something like that?
Yeah, they're kind of hungry for that. They like watching good football and stuff like that. You know, Hampton, you know, bless their heart. They a lot of young guys on their football team, freshmen and sophomores, and so they had to come in here last week and do the best they could, and they did. And you know, that's just the way, you know, it works, you know, in cycles. So they did what they could do. But, yeah, they're coming in tomorrow night. Everybody here in Giltner is really looking forward to a really good football game.
Fireworks after the game?
I don't know about that. It's just another football game, you know. So it's a long season to go, you know.
Yeah, some of those Giltner fans are a little more crazy than the rest of them. But we love them all. And, Jeff, tomorrow night's game, 94.5, The Breeze. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Thanks for giving us some time, and hopefully another extremely successful season for the Hornets.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on.
Take care. Jeff Ashby, head coach at Giltner, taking on Kennesaw tomorrow. Yeah, that's that one team. There's a couple teams out there that if it wasn't for that damn Howells, would have been in many more finals and maybe brought home a couple of more trophies because they played Howells to a touchdown the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, and, you know, all in all, it led to a heck of a D2 championship. Obviously, Sargent in their final season, now their twin loop. A great D2 championship, and was still able to bring it back to the quote-unquote listening area, viewing area, however you want to look at it.
Exactly, and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where breakfast is served daily from 6 to 11. Try some hotcakes, maybe a little croissant sandwich, egg and cheese, then you can do some ham, sausage, bacon, whatever you want. It's all there at Burger King, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. We'll be back with more, including Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm coach, after this.
Football isn't the only thing kicking off this month. So are great deals at Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil. Mobil, on sale for $5.89 a quart. Designed to protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions, no matter the make and model. So hurry in for deals on the one thing that every car loves. See NapaOnline.com for details.
How long is your next cup of coffee going to last? 45 minutes? An hour? Listen, 1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours. Take one in the morning to feel alert past lunch. Take one in the afternoon to feel energized into the evening. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, it has zero sugar and 4 calories. The choice is yours. Cup after cup of coffee or 1 5-Hour Energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering cloudiness early on today, followed by clearing later in the day as well as temperatures top off at about 74. Tonight, with clear skies and a light southwest wind developing, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now, daddy, because I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Dan in Ravenna says, hey, I became a Braves fan simply because of TBS back in the 80s, and I've been waiting for this interleague matchup for years. You need to get a Doug and Daddy fan bus going for that weekend.
Do you have a bus?
Dan, what in the hell makes you think I want to hang out with you? Dan, come on. Now, that's an idea. That's an idea.
Got to get a bus first series. Before you put fans in it.
God, that would be awesome. Give me a little 705, 110, boom, boom, back.
A fan shuttle.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We went down a couple of times. I think we went down to a Cardinals series here not this year, but last year, and people had a great time. So, yeah, be a good idea to do that again. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Going to talk with Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm coach, in just a few moments. Also, we're going to be chatting with Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Get your fantasy football questions in. A reminder that our friends at the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever are putting on their annual youth mentor hunt, and that is at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Ground, same place they got the Sporting Clays this weekend. But that is not coming up till October the 20th. But it does fill up. This is for kids aged 12 to 15. Each of the youth receive a hat, Upland game vest. They'll also participate in activities such as blue rock shooting, dog handling, shotgun pattering, gun safety and cleaning, because you always need that. Bird cleaning, guns and shells will be provided. If you prefer to use your own gun, they ask no Hummer type, please. The hunt will be October 20th. Registration is at 7:30 a.m. For more information, you can contact Dave Connor, 440-1325, 440-1325, and release forms can be picked up at Old West Guns in Kearney. So that's always a great, well-attended event, and make sure you don't miss out. Let's go to the phone line here, the Bruce Furniture fan line. Mike from Gibbon is standing by. Mike, what's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're treading through another Thursday. It's a beautiful
okay.
day.
A couple of things. I want to give some kudos to a kid from Gibbon named Eli Van Meter. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's averaging 266 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
He ran for 299 and then another 235, but, you know, we'll see. Jury's still out, but I just wanted to go on record as saying I think we need to get rid of Bo Pelini. I don't think he's capable. I think he's a great football mind, but I don't think he knows how to handle his players. You know, after the game he came out and all he had to say was, I'm embarrassed. And, you know, if you have a child and he makes a mistake, you don't tell him you're embarrassed. You know, he's dealing with young men, and he needs to get on the same page with the players. You know, we just lost another. Chase Rome is gone. And I just think, I don't think he knows how to handle the players. I think from the people that I've talked to that actually played for him, these are members of the Husker team, he rules by intimidation. And like a child, you can't do that with young men. You know, you have to get on the same page with them.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, and we talked about Gibbon yesterday. They're off to that 2-0 start. Mm-hmm. Beat Ogallala. Huge, mm-hmm. huge win for their program. And Eli, obviously, Bob Jensen talking about that. He's been featured in the magazine and special features there. And talking about him, there's a story about Gibbon on Huskerland Prep again on their website this week, so check that out. Eli is a workhorse. Hopefully he can handle the workload and get some more help as the season goes along. But Gibbon going to play Ainsworth, who has lost 20. It's a bunch. It's a lot in a row. Gibbon will be favored to go 3-0 this week, so great job there. The whole thing with Bo, and I think this is just the way I am. I even was trying to just keep Callahan on to get rid of Cosgrove, to make some changes there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm one that gives people a chance, or maybe too many chances. But Bo, from the second year, maybe even the first year, we've talked about Bo maturing as a person and a coach as well. And I've heard numerous stories of people having just by chance meetings with him
mm-hmm.
that had nothing to do with football. Former neighbors of his in Lincoln, former acquaintances, coaches, players, and how he works. The whole ruling by intimidation, I can't say yes or no to that. I'm sure that there is some of that, but again, Spencer, I think this is how you look at it. Everybody's different. Some of the guys can get along with that. Some of the guys can't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you've got a cream puff coach, some of the guys can handle that, and some of the guys can't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is this is the same rhetoric that Tom Osborne was getting, not from a personality standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint, at the same point in his career. Young coach, take some time. His coordinators, his assistants are different all the time. It's not an easy job. They do have to get better recruits in here. There's no doubt about it. And they need that big win. They need to go. You got to get over the hump with what you got before you're going to probably get better. And it's just the same old thing we've been hashing over. It's the very start of his fifth year. Mm-hmm. And now let's just see what happens. Let's see how the year plays out. We're two games in.
Anytime you have a loss, doesn't matter to who. It could have been to Wisconsin. It could have been to Ohio State. It could have been anybody. If you lose, the fingers, where do they point? The head coaching position. And Bo Pelini knows he's in that situation.
Or the quarterback.
Or the quarterback. And it's one of those situations where the coach has to be ready to battle that on. And when you lose to teams that you're not supposed to lose to, UCLA being one of those teams, regardless of, oh, UCLA was better than we thought they were, doesn't matter. You lost to them. And that pressure is going to fall on the head coach. I understand what Mike and Gibbon is talking about, but at the same time, I'm with you. You got to give the coach a season. He's played two games this year, one against Southern Miss, a team that won Conference USA last year, and they beat him. Sure, they might have lost a lot of people, but they have a Big Ten slate ahead of him. Let him see how he does in his second season in the Big Ten. He's familiar with these teams now. We'll see how it goes.
Should Brett Bielema be fired because they lost to Oregon State? You can't really play fair with Arkansas because they've got an interim coach in John L. Smith, but that's the worst loss. What about Colorado?
Yeah,
Losing to Sacramento State. Andy Avalos was out there for a while, the old UNK assistant who's now back up at Boise. What?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Again, here's what I say. If you happen to be one of those delusional Husker fans that thought Nebraska could win a national championship this year, then you're delusional. All right? The only way you win national championships is win every game. Nebraska is going to lose games. That's just the way it is.
I hate to say it.
Why didn't you lose
games?
You didn't play that well. Yeah. And to run the Big Ten, I don't think it happens either.
Got to tackle them. You're not going to win games when you can't tackle. And right now, that's Nebraska's problem.
Well, with football and volleyball and soccer and all the other fall sports getting underway, and that's all we've been really talking about, why don't we take a little break today and talk some Tri-City Storm hockey, because they're underway. They begin a little preseason tournament. Instead of playing one this year, they're going to play a couple of more preseason games tournament-wise, and they've done that in the past just traveling. But Josh Howji, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Welcome to another season of hockey.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year.
Tell us how things have been going so far in camp. I know you're getting started maybe a little bit later with practices. You're not going to have 10 or 12 under your belt when you play tomorrow. But tell us a little bit about that strategy and how things have went so far.
Things have been going great so far. The guys have really come in with a great work ethic. And we're not expecting them to be perfect systematically this weekend. But, you know, we expect them to come in with a great work ethic and play hard and compete in battle. And it's such a long season, and we're planning on playing until, you know, the end of May, so we just figured we'd start a little bit later than normal.
Well, that's a good plan. I know the fans want to see that as well as the players in the community, but you're taking over now, first full season as head coach of the Storm. Take me back to where you were and the team were a year ago starting and what the differences are as you started camp this week.
Well, last year when the coaching change happened, I mean, it happened on a Wednesday, and we played on Friday, so we had 48 hours to get everything in place and really go. And, you know, there were a lot of things at the end of the last season that, you know, we talked about that we wish we would have changed right when we made the change. And but, you know, there's just only so many things you could change at the time. So this season, it's a fresh start for everyone. We're going to be teaching our systems from day one. It's everything that we put in place will be our systems, and that's what we're excited about, is just having all this opportunity to really work with the guys and teach them from a, you know, the basic level all the way to the finished product, where last year it was, hey, we got to do the finished product right now.
Storm hockey coach Josh Howji joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can refresh my memory here a little bit, but I thought the Storm team was supposed to be pretty experienced last year, and from what I'm seeing, it looks like you're experienced again this year.
Yeah, we got a good little the situation set up where even next year, you know, we'll have a lot of veterans. We've really put ourselves in a good spot drafting to have guys that are in their second year, as well as bringing in a fresh core of guys this year. And it's a great spot to be in. We have four defensemen that, you know, played regular for us last year, as well as four that have played six games apiece last year using the affiliate program. So our D core is very experienced. And up front, we have seven forwards that have played in the league. A couple are banged up right now, but we'll get them back here by, you know, at the worst case, December. And it gives us a fairly level of familiarity with the way that we want to do things. And those guys are doing a great job of leading the younger guys.
Forward, is that where you think the strength of the team is heading into camp?
I think that forwards will be good. If I had to pick a strength, though, I just think the way our D skate and the way they move pucks, I think that they're going to be a lot of fun to watch and really, you know, shut down some teams and really get active offensively.
We're talking with Josh Howji here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It seemed, whether that ended up being the case or not, that Kenny Brooks was kind of the guy that did everything. He's finally moved on now. Do you have somebody that will take over his role on and off the ice?
Well, yeah, it's difficult to replace a guy like Kenny and, you know, Nick Lappin, but I think we got a kid in Brian Ward that's ready to take some leadership on. Tim Bonner and Heike Lietis, as well as Michael Vecchione, are all doing a great job. But Brian Ward is probably going to be the guy that we're looking to early to really set the tempo and be that leader for us.
Coach, as you play these two weekends, what are you specifically looking for from your team to decide who makes the roster and who will have to find employment and play elsewhere?
I think the big thing is just the level of which they battle and compete. I mean, they're going to make mistakes. Like we said, you know, we've only had five practices and we're going into a game, but the work ethic and just the culture of what we're trying to build here in the program, the guys that are going to represent that the best are, you know, those are the guys we're going to keep, and the guys that are going to take shortcuts and not do things the right way will be guys that are going to find themselves on the outside looking in.
Do you get a sense of that early on? I mean, can you tell that already through three, four practices, who's got the commitment you want and who has to step up here in the next 2 weeks?
Well, it's difficult, but, you know, as you see some guys face a little adversity, that's when, you know, it really starts to show. And, you know, right now we haven't had too much, so hopefully, you know, we'll get, you know, punched in the face, so to speak, here a few times this weekend and really see, you know, how guys react. You know, when you get hit, you're either going to react positively or negatively, and that's what we're looking for right now, is to see how these guys bounce back from taking something. And the guys have done a great job so far, but, again, it's only four or five practices in.
Josh Howji, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of the quotes I saw you had earlier in the week is you want to build from the net out. So what is the goalie situation right now?
Well, we got four goaltenders in. Christian Fry, who played for us last year, he's actually out for this weekend. He won't be playing, so it'll give the other three all an opportunity to play. And, you know, those three guys will have a chance. And really, it's going to be whoever wins the job at this point. Christian Fry, the front runner, but at the same point, if someone steps up this weekend and takes it from them, we're going to give that guy a chance too. So it's wide open right now, but it's an exciting time of the year.
You play tomorrow afternoon in Duluth against Lincoln, which is funny because it's a long trip just to play Lincoln. But win, lose, you'll play either Sioux City or Green Bay. You're already going to have a 64-game schedule, and most all the preseason games are against teams you're going to see anyway. Is there any other way to judge your team without playing teams that you're going to see numerous times during the regular season?
Well, I just think the big thing is in practice and you know, how they respond when they, you know, compete against each other. On Tuesday, we did a veteran versus rookie game, and you know, that was pretty exciting. And the rookies gave the veterans a, you know, a run for their money. It was actually a tie, and you know, that's just little game situations that we do in practice. But it'd be nice not to play Lincoln, but at the same point, they're going to be a good team this year, so it's great to get them early and see where we stack up with everyone.
I'll ask you a question that we've talked about throughout the time, whether it was pre-Kirk Brooks or during Kirk Brooks' ownership. It seems like the Storm has had to, or has at least, just made a lot of changes about a month, 2 months after the season starts. Sometimes it's because of injury, sometimes it's not. Do you feel that you're going to have enough of a roster this year that won't be the case? Barring no injuries, that you'll be able to settle in with your 23 on opening night on the 28th?
You know, it's a tryout throughout the whole season, but I'm really excited about this group we have, and I think we're very talented. We're more talented than we were at the end of last season, so we're already in a better spot than where we ended. So there's a lot of positives, and I don't see any reason why we won't go with this group unless they, you know, don't perform or we don't do a good job getting stuff out of them. But so far, it's been all signs point to, you know, not a lot of changes and that we have a group that can win with what we have right now.
Tri-City Storm hockey coach Josh Howji with us for just another minute. Coach, the USHL has expanded the season by four games, which is basically 2 weeks. Your thought on that and how it changes anything you want to do as a coach?
I think that we'll just have to, you know, pick our spots to really, you know, take our foot off the guys. It is such a long season, and you know, they're 16 to 20-year-olds. They're going to have off days, and they're going to be days where they don't want to, you know, play the game that they love. But just making sure that the guys have a lot of fun. And, I mean, I love going to the rink every day. So, for me, it's it's not too much work. But for, you know, a 16-year-old kid who's never been yelled at, screamed at, you know, had some adversity, there are some trying times. So we just have to really make sure that we watch what their level is and make sure that they're mentally tough and strong.
Any idea who's going to be the top tough competition in your division yet this season, or is it too early to tell?
Well, Waterloo probably has, you know, the most goal-scoring back and has, a good club. They went over to Russia and played in a preseason tournament against all the champions of the other countries in at the junior A level, and they lost to Canada in the finals. And, you know, they got a good club back, and I would think they'd be a strong team. Lincoln and Omaha are always very good. Des Moines and Sioux Falls have new coaches, so I would think that they'd be much improved. Every night in this league, it's a battle and it's a tough contest. It doesn't matter who you play. So, but I think Waterloo probably the front runner right away.
And Josh, anything new the fans need to know going into this year besides the expanded schedule and that you guys are going to win the cup?
I like where you're at with that. But, October 5th home opener, I think that's the big thing right now. And, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have an exciting group and should be a lot of fun at the VRL Event Center.
Now, I don't want to forget this because this would be a great question to ask you when we get closer, but we've had a lot of fun on the show that there's going to be Star Wars night out there. Now, which Star Wars character will you be on Star Wars night?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe we'll get a little poll question up and see which one they want me to be.
Well, it's always fun at the Storm, and we'll let you get back to work. Good luck this weekend and next weekend, and then we'll chat with you again as you open the season at Dubuque and Chicago.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Coach. Josh Howgie and the Tri-City Storm getting underway 2 weeks from tomorrow with the regular season and tomorrow in the preseason. Irish Ken says the problem with Bo is he's been Osbornized. He's a shell of what he once was. He now reacts like a whipped puppy and is reflected in his team. No fight in them. Irish Ken.
A harmed puppy.
What was the word?
A whipped puppy.
A whipped puppy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, folks, time to get your, if you haven't already, and we've got a few to get to, get your fantasy football questions in as we are joined by Luke Hoover of RotoWire. All you have to do is Facebook us or email DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, you got to battle through injuries. It's week to week. I got another tough team to play this week. You know, they got some good players, and it's going to be a rough week.
Easy, Coach. Easy.
Oh, we got to transition.
Get ready.
Good Lord. Okay, the shock factor, Calvin Johnson, it says he practiced this morning.
Yeah, Calvin practiced. He should be fine. It sounds like it's relatively minor, and they were just giving him some rest this week.
What was the shocking news? What was the shocking fantasy performance of the last weekend that stood out to you?
To me, the biggest one that stood out, believe it or not, was Alfred Morris. It was kind of shocking just to see a Washington Redskins running back receive 28 carries while his teammates only saw two apiece. He played pretty well. He could have done better, you know, averaged just under 4 yards a carry, but he did put in the two short scores. And for me, I think I didn't get to see 100% of the game, but I think that the Saints were expecting run with such a big lead, so they were kind of stacking up against it. I think Morris could improve, you know, could become more efficient in coming weeks, and for now he looks like the guy in Washington.
Well, let's get after these questions. We have Thursday night football, folks, so don't forget, get online, whatever league you're in, and make sure if you've got any Bears or Packers, you get them in or you get them out. And Andy from Kearney says, any idea if Greg Jennings is going to play tonight? And if he's not, who should I play? Randall Cobb, Hayward Bay, or Brandon LaFell?
Well, right now they've listed Jennings as doubtful. He's officially doubtful, and it's sounding like it's more a game-time decision at this point. So you will have to follow this up right until kickoff. But if he does sit, I would definitely start Cobb. You know, regardless of the league format. In PPR leagues, he looks like he could be tremendous. Last week you saw 9 targets and caught all of them and lined up quite a bit in the backfield, which is something that could be very effective for Green Bay. But with whether Jennings is there or not, I would still start Cobb over those other options this week. I think he's in for a breakout season.
We have two questions that involve Matt Schaub. Let's start with Mike from Gibbon, a different Mike from Gibbon. He wants to know Matt Schaub or Eli Manning, and then after that one, how about Jay Cutler over Matt Schaub?
I would actually go with Cutler or Manning over Schaub. You know, the Houston just doesn't throw it enough, and particularly around the goal line, they turn around and hand off to Foster when they get in close a lot. And, you know, Jacksonville allowed Christian Ponder to have a really efficient game in week one, but they didn't. They did keep him out of the end zone. They let Peterson get the two short scores. I would prefer Eli or Cutler. Cutler gets a Green Bay pass defense that just does not look impressive. They don't look like they've made any upgrades at all after last season's terrible performance. And Eli is going to have a bounce back against Tampa Bay, I think.
Wow. Now, I've got Schaub as my backup, and Matt Stafford goes out to the 49ers. You still say Stafford?
I would, simply because I see that as a game where the 49ers are going to have a lead for most of the game. Detroit's defense is solid, but you know the Niners now can pass and run. So I think they're going to build a lead, and with their defense being so tough, they're going to force Stafford to throw it a lot. Kevin Smith's not going to be going anywhere in that game. And I think Stafford will still put up decent numbers, you know, probably around 300 and maybe two scores.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Hastings. This is a touchdown-only league, and he gives you five guys, needs to start three. Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Akeem Nicks, Antonio Gates, Malcolm Floyd.
Well, number one, you have to play Julio Jones, especially if it's a touchdown league. I think he's going to possibly lead all receivers in touchdowns this year. I like Dez Bryant's chance of getting in the end zone this coming week. I think Romo's going to try to look to him more in the red zone. That last one's kind of a tough call, but I would lean towards Antonio Gates if he's 100%. He had a minor rib injury, but it sounds like he's going to be good to go this week, and I'd probably go with Gates. Rivers doesn't have a lot of options between him and Floyd. I like Gates a little better in the red zone.
We have one from Chad. He wants to know who should he start, Mike Vick or Cam Newton Vick, the harder matchup, but Cam not looking like Cam last week.
No, he definitely didn't look like Super Cam from last year, but I would still go with Newton over Vick. You know what, unless Cleveland's defense is like the best-kept secret in the NFL right now, I'm thinking Michael Vick might be in for a rough year. He did not look good at all, and Cleveland got pressure in his face very consistently. Baltimore's defense is a major upgrade, and I think Vick's going to struggle.
Mark says, I need two in a PPR league. Steven Jackson, Ryan Matthews, Kevin Smith, D'Angelo Williams.
Well, I wouldn't put Ryan Matthews out there unless they say he's, you know, the starter all the way. Right now, he hasn't been cleared for contact, so it doesn't look like he'll even play this week. You kind of have to go with Steven Jackson out of that group. He could be in line for a nice game. You know, the Redskins did put significant pressure on the Saints, so the Rams might struggle offensively, but Jackson should be good out of the backfield. And I'd actually have to go with Kevin Smith, even though I don't think he's going to run the ball at all on San Fran. I think he could catch 5-6 passes out of the backfield as a dump-off target for Stafford.
Mark did put as a note, I could start one and play an extra wide receiver. Would you recommend that? He's got like DeSean Jackson and Brandon Lloyd and Anquan Boldin, Cobb and Decker.
Oh, yeah, in a PPR league, I would definitely just go with Steven Jackson and go with one of those receivers as well. I like Decker and Cobb probably slightly better in PPR format, especially if Jennings is out this week. I'd probably lean towards Decker slightly. I think that game in Denver, between Denver and Atlanta, is going to be a really great shootout. It's going to be a lot of passing for those two teams.
Luke, I hate to admit it, I have three fantasy leagues I'm in. I am now 0-3 after week one. My question to you pertains to my question. I have Matt Ryan as a perennial backup on all three of my teams. He made me look like a fool this week. Should I start him?
You know what? I would say unless he is behind Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or Drew Brees, I would start him every single week.
You have him as a number four.
I don't think he's a backup at all this season. I think he's a top five quarterback. He's got too good of weapons. He's efficient with the ball. He doesn't turn it over. he can go downfield now with Julio Jones adding a deep threat. I think that's going to be a very powerful passing offense.
All right,
this matchup in particular with Denver, as I said before, I expect a big shootout in the dome there in Atlanta.
Couple of minutes left here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. And, of course, you can keep up to date on everything up to the minute by joining them at RotoWire.com. It's got a ton of information, and not just football, all fantasy leagues. Merritt's got a running back and a wide receiver question. Running back, Peyton Hillis or Michael Bush? And then his wide receiver, DeSean Jackson or Anquan Boldin?
I would probably go with Peyton Hillis. I know he had a really awful week in week one, and Bush did get those two scores. But unless Bush is getting scores, I don't think he's going to be very productive. Hillis did look like the clear number two to Charles, but I expect Kansas City to get him more involved, and I think he has a nice day against Buffalo. At receiver, I would go with Boldin. I think Torrey Smith is probably going to draw Nnamdi Asamoah a little bit more than Boldin and DeSean Jackson. And I just don't like any of those Eagles players outside of McCoy this week. I think the Ravens' defense is every bit as good as last year's.
So is this Joe Flacco guy? Is he going to keep doing what he's doing? He's been the talk of ESPN radio all over the place. Even Dude is talking about him. Is he going to keep doing what he did?
I wouldn't count on him slowing down anytime too soon. I like when they're going no huddle. He can make all the throws, and I think Jacoby Jones adds a nice element to their passing game.
Boy, I just looked at one of my leagues. I had Fred Jackson. He got hurt. Is C.J. Spiller the only guy that can carry it, or is there somebody else now that the Bills can use?
You know, they might work in Tashard Choice near the goal line because Spiller's just not that big of a back, but primarily he's going to be getting the ball.
Jeez, that means Donald Brown moves into the starting lineup this week against Minnesota. What do you think?
Not a terrible thing, actually. I think that's going to be a closer game, obviously, than Chicago Indy was. And Donald Brown will actually get the ball a little bit more. He only had like 10 carries in week one because he got, kind of ugly early. But, he's an effective running back. He actually ran well with those 10 carries. I think he's going to have a nice game against Minnesota.
Luke, we kind of did this last year, and we didn't do it last week per se. I know you threw out a couple of names, but can you give us your top quarterback this week, wide receiver this week, running back this week? Who's number one in this week for you?
Number one quarterback, maybe a little bit of bias as a Packers fan, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big comeback this week. The last time he faced Chicago, he was coming off a loss to Kansas City, and he threw five touchdowns without Greg Jennings. So even if Jennings is out, I like Rodgers a lot this week. I think he's going to have a nice game. Top running back, it's hard not to say Arian Foster. They just keep giving him the ball, and they go to him by the goal line. So I think Foster is going to get at least one more score and have a nice game against Jacksonville. They really didn't do anything to stop Adrian Peterson. So
Luke,
receiver. Oh. I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
Receiver, I was going to go with Julio Jones again. Like I said, I think it's going to be a big shootout, and I don't think anyone can match up with him.
I was just going to say we have a couple more questions for you. Austin from Kearney wants to know,
sure.
do you put in Burleson over, excuse me, Hicks, McClain, or Alshon Jeffrey? Do you put him over any of those guys?
I didn't hear the second one. Was it Nicks?
It was Hicks, McClain, or Alshon Jeffrey in the flex.
This week I would actually probably go with Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
Like I said, Green Bay, their pass defense does not look that good, and I think Cutler's going to have a solid game. Jeffrey should get a lot of targets if they're doubling up on Brandon Marshall.
And the last question just came across from Adam in Hastings. Robert Griffin III or Matt Stafford this week?
You know what? I'm torn on that, but I would have to give the nod to RG3. I actually think the Rams are going to slow him down a little bit. Their defensive backs looked very strong last week against Stafford, picking him off three times. I don't think they're going to get that many interceptions, but I think they're going to slow him more than New Orleans did. But again, Stafford has that tough Niners defense.
Well, the advice was great last week, and folks, we hope the advice is great for you again this weekend. You can keep up with Luke and the entire staff at rotowire.com. We do it every Thursday at this time. And Luke, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Good luck to you, too.
Take care. Luke Hoover joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from RotoWire here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are moving vehicles out in record numbers. Why? because you get the best deal. You get the best service. You need some work done on your vehicle, whether you got it at Midway or not, they take care of you. You need the oil change, the quick lube, in and out in less than 30 minutes without an appointment. It's all about the customer. And again, I'm talking to some of the folks from Midway again last night. Ryan and Andy, out of town. The bosses are gone. You know what that means. They're moving them out, folks. They don't have to go through the boss. No, the salesmen are there, and saleswomen, the salespeople, are there for you. They're all great, and you should stop by and see them. Start by going online to see what's on the lot. If you need to fill out some online financing, you can do that there as well. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. South 2nd Avenue. Kearney. We'll wrap it up after this.
In the zone. A warning light is not something to take lightly. If your check engine light is on, visit your local AutoZone right away. Our experts can help you find out what it means for free. And when you know what's wrong, we have all the tools, parts, and good advice you'll need to take care of the problem yourself. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Let the experts at AutoZone help you with your check engine light today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
This week's high school football action gets underway Thursday night on Classic Hits 98.9 when the 6th-ranked Kearney Bearcats travel to number 1 Millard North. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Then on Friday, Classic Hits 98.9 will have Sandy Creek at Minden, The Breeze 94.5 FM Kennesaw at Giltner, ESPN 1460 and 1550 Ogallala at Kearney Catholic, and 1230 KHAS Adams Central Fairbury. It's another great week of high school football right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Dugan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our poll question, and find out how you can win a 70-inch television HD TV from Russell's Appliance, Cunningham's, and the Dugan Daddy Show, along with the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's. You can find out so many ways. You can come down to our Husker lunches. You can be part of our Pigskin Pick'em on Friday, tomorrow. We'll be up to a $40 gift card because we won. Well, I won last week. Let's get that right. But I'm a team player. We won last week. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, get more entries, find out how to get as many entries as you can for that. You can also listen to podcasts of the Doug and Daddy Show and any of our guests and any of our interviews, plus any of the high school games that we've done. And, of course, vote on our poll question. Here it is. What do you think of Nebraska's chances to win the Big Ten compared to last week? 67% of you said they're better, even after a loss, which I said 33% worse. This week, which game are you most looking forward to watching outside of the Huskers? Alabama-Arkansas, Florida-Tennessee, Stanford-Southern Cal, Notre Dame-Michigan State. And we'll have the Alabama, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Michigan State games here on ESPN Radio. Spencer, which one are you looking forward to watching outside of the Huskers this Saturday?
I want to see Notre Dame, Michigan State. It's a game that, for me personally, Notre Dame has looked solid. Michigan State beating Boise State. I think it's going to be a clash to really see what the Big Ten looks like. I mean, you see Michigan. Excuse me. You see Michigan go get hammered by Alabama. You see Wisconsin fall in Corvallis. You see Nebraska fall at UCLA. Michigan State's kind of the pride of the conference right now, that one team that everybody's hoping they can kind of hold on to make the Big Ten a respectable league, and we'll see if they can do that against Notre Dame.
Well, I hope to see Tennessee beat Florida, but I'll be most interested in watching Notre Dame and Michigan State. Just a little bit away from Jim Calhoun officially retiring as the basketball coach at Connecticut.
Maybe he could come to Nebraska.
And also, high school football tonight. We've got Kearney Millard North, and that is going on at 7 o'clock. Pregame at 6:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. A lot of volleyball tonight. Kearney Catholic will be at Centura. Hastings will be at Holdridge. Adams Central will host Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia takes on David City Aquinas. Grand Island Northwest hosts Seward. That's all duels. Grand Island Central Catholic will be at the St. Paul Tri with Lincoln Lutheran. Also Arapaho, Elm Creek, Kennesaw, Lexington, Loomis, all hosting Triangulars tonight. So that's what's going on in the world of sports. Hopefully you have an enjoyable day. Spencer, thanks for coming in, man.
I always appreciate it. The golf gloves on now, though.
Oh, good luck,
it's
man.
It's on.
Remember, the greens are fast. Once you get there, it's not over. The greens are fast at Wild Horse. I want to thank Spencer Schubert for co-hosting today. Jim Langan's in tomorrow. See if he can do a little bit better at his pigskin pick'em. We'll talk Arkansas State football, get you ready for the weekend. Thanks to Jeff Ashby, Giltner football coach, Tri-City Storm coach Josh Howgie, and of course Luke Hoover from RotoWire to talk fantasy football. Have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you from Miller North, Kearney High, tonight on 98.9. See you tomorrow as well.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.